Anytime you host an annual event, the goal is to eventually see it become so popular and such a mainstay on the calendar that all you have to do is announce it's happening and the rest takes care of itself. Such is the case with the MNP Warriors Alumni Golf Tournament, and while there's plenty of work that happens behind the scenes to pull things off year after year, the basics are already set for the tournament on Friday, July 7th at the Hillcrest Golf Club. Longtime organizer Todd Hudson estimates the event as 75% full as of Wednesday afternoon, and expected to see the usual run of late signups to once again bring the draw to a full 144 players. "It's gotten pretty big, and it's a pretty easy sell, too," Hudson said. "The community has been really supportive of the team and this event. The support has always been strong and it all goes to a good cause in the education fund, which helps out a lot." Of course, a major highlight for many participants is the opportunity to rub shoulders with guys they watched on the ice over the years, and that won't be any different this time around. Warriors legend Theo Fleury has become a mainstay of the alumni tournament and will once again be taking part, and he'll be joined by former NHLer Dustin Boyd and current NHL referee Cody Beach as just a few famous names. Warriors 40-goal scorer Atlee Calvert will also be taking part, joined by brother and Saskatoon Blades forward Rowan Calvert and dad and former Warrior Jeff Calvert. Also making his return will be former forward Tate Popple, who became part of alumni tournament lore when he hit a hole-in-one on a par 4 last year. Popple was traded in the offseason to the Brandon Wheat Kings and was part of one of the biggest humanitarian stories of the year when he joined fellow players in helping save a man from suicide this past winter. Seeing the support of the alumni year in and year out isn't much a surprise to Hudson given where all the proceeds from the event go. It's expected around $100,000 will once again be raised for the Warriors Education Fund, which gives players a year of post-secondary education for each year they play in the WHL. "They should come back, too," Hudson said. "You look at the older guys like Theo, the guys that went to the rink to watch him when they were a kid are all in their 40s now and they still want to come out and see these guys. Sometimes, returning players, might not realize how important they are to these young kids' lives in Moose Jaw. Growing up, they all idolized the WHL players and it means a lot when they come back and help out." Of course, it certainly doesn't hurt that the tournament is a blast to play in, and a great networking opportunity to boot. Since it's all drawn by handicaps, you're not playing with your buddies, you get a chance to make new friends. You don't know who you're playing with until the night before, Hudson said. And most of the guys are business guys, so they can do some networking. A lot of deals are made on the golf course. Other Warrior alumni announced Wednesday include Warriors and Legend Hall of Fame member Scott Thomas, goaltender Adam Evanoff, forward Tanner Eberle, goaltender Scott Reed and forward Torin White, with more to be revealed closer to the date. To sign up to play in the tournament or sign on as a sponsor, contact Hudson at 306-631-0288 or Olivia Howe at 306-630-6350.